corn, but you'd put the corn up high on the slope. You'd put the cane right down the flat next to the branch of the creek, maybe. We'd grow a patch of watermelons, or maybe a few rows of cantaloupes, or a row of cantaloupes. You might have a pea patch. Most of our cotton was cotton patches almost at one time in the old one-horse days.
How big would that be now, a one-horse cotton patch? Like, would it be an acre or two or three?
Usually a one-horse farmer wouldn't try to have more than 10 acres of cotton, and he might have that in, one or two or three spots. 3 or 4 acres maybe in this patch here, and then another 2 or 3 acres, and then another. But if, patch somewhere.
If all those patches happened to be together and it was all big 10 acres, it just might be a field.
Well, there are plenty of areas through here that if a man had 10 acres, that was a field.
Right. Okay. How about it? Go ahead.
And I could take you not very far from here where he maybe even have to have nearly 50 or 100 acres to think he had a field.
Yes, Texas would be like that if you get to. Well, I was at a farm out in Kansas, a man's farm of 2,500 acres.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't consider it a field unless it's over 50 acres.
Yeah.
Acres,
yeah.
You know, and he still talks about 50, 60, 70 acres. Says, oh, we got a patch of land over here, a patch of land over here. And that's more than most people won't even look at.
Well, way out in West Texas, we had a friend years ago, a man who'd come from the very bottom to multimillionaire. Father was a tenant farmer, and he used to say that it took more land for his tractors to turn around on than his father cultivated. And he, just for a stunt of course, would sometimes put on a demonstration of eight tractors with only one man at each end directing them. He had furrow controls or other similar controls. And these rows would be, I believe, about up to a mile and a half long.
Mm-hmm. It could get monotonous if he's riding that.
Well, you wouldn't be riding, you see. You'd be at the end of the field and you saw this number 7 tractor coming. You'd be prepared to get on it and turn it around, put it in its lane. And then your buddy at the other end. Yeah, your other buddy might be turning around number 1 on his end and then starting it back.
Well, that's I've never even seen, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Is that a fairly common practice on a large farm?
I would suspect that was a prototype of what maybe they're doing even more dramatically today. But to us, that was phenomenal, you know.
That's almost like going to the moon.
Yeah. Two men driving 8 tractors.
Okay. What kind of fences might you have around a barn, around a house, around a farmhouse?
It would vary. In the old days, and you see, I was born in the last period of that age. You know, quite often have rail fences.
Like split rails?
Yeah. I'll show you some chestnut rails before you leave right out here. My cousin John Adams and I, or he discovered them, and then he and I dug them up in the bottom of a stream up the road here several miles. About 6 feet in the ground, laid crossway.
And they were already there? They were still intact, good?
Yeah.
I mean, intact.
You can see them when you look at them.
Wow.
Of course, chestnuts are long lasting wood. Now, what was the other part you asked?
Oh, I was just curious. What kind of fences might you find around a
farmhouse?
Well,
of course. Every